Janadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Haryanama, Haryanama, Haryanamai vikevalam, kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiranyata. In our Krishna consciousness movement, as given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and more specifically from our spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we study these songs of mostly two Vaishnava acharyas. One is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the other is Narottam Das Thakur. Before coming to Krishna consciousness myself, I fashioned myself a singer-songwriter, and when I joined this movement and started to study, I was very happy to know that there are Vaishnava acharyas who are songwriters. And since we're coming upon the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Purnima, at the end of the month, and I won't be here, I'll be in Santiago, Chile for Gaura Purnima. And since Archita Das, my very good well-wishing friend, has arranged that I speak tonight, then I'd like to speak something about Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with your permission, you will grant your permission by everyone saying loudly, Gauranga! Gauranga! That's a very good vote of confidence. Thank you. So Srila Prabhupada, there are two recordings of a particular song by Narottam Das Thakur called Gaura Pahu. And it's a heavy song. It has a deep meaning. In Krishna consciousness, we have different flavors. Sometimes the information is very sweet. Sometimes the information is very deep or heavy. Sometimes it may appear to someone being negative. Sometimes it's very positive. So this particular bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur is on the heavy side. And sometimes that's necessary because one of the first things we learn in the Bhagavad Gita, Dhiras Tatra Namuyati, we are advised by Krishna to become sober, to become grave. When we engage in materialistic sense gratification, we lose that sobriety. So sometimes we will find in the Vedas statements that will bring us back down to earth. So, Gora Pohu Nabajiya Goinu, Prema Ratana Dana Hilaya Harainu. So, Narottam Das Thakur is speaking on behalf of the conditioned soul. He is a liberated soul, eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. He's an acharya. He has appeared on Krishna's order to spread the message of Krishna consciousness. So he writes this song taking our position, the position of the conditioned soul. O Gaur, O Lord Chaitanya, by me not worshiping you, I have been robbed of the treasure of divine love by this negligence. So, in this Kali Yuga, we are supposed to worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the Yuga avatar. Every age, Satya, Treta, Dwarapa, Kali, has a particular incarnation of God who gives us the recommended process of God realization. So in the age of Kali, it's Lord Chaitanya. He's known as the Channa avatar, the hidden, disguised avatar. He's Krishna, as Rupa Goswami points out. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha. He is Krishna, and although he is not appearing in the blackish form, although he is appearing in the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani, he is the most magnanimous, most munificent incarnation of Godhead, because he freely gives what it was said here, the treasure of divine love. Divine love is different from what is depicted in the movies, in the cinema songs, on the radio. That's not divine love. And it'll be explained also by Srila Prabhupada when we read his commentary. That so-called love is material lust. Divine love, here, Radha Krishna. That is divine love. Love that never breaks. Love that always was, always is, and always will be. Divine love. The love between Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, he came to give everyone a taste of this divine love. How did he do that? By distributing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But I forgot. How does it go? Very good. You get your dings. Very good. So, this is the recommended process of religion for the modern age, the age of Kali, which began only 5,000 years ago, because it will last for 432,000 years. We've only passed 5,000. And specifically for the next 10,000, this chanting of Hare Krishna will become more and more and more prominent throughout the world. Lord Chaitanya predicted it, that in every town and village, my name will be sung. Srila Prabhupada began that process when he left India and came to the United States in September of 1965. And now ISKCON is pushing that to every corner of the world, far and wide, this chanting. And we learn from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from its author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, that by chanting this Maha Mantra, you can experience this divine love of God. As he even said, prema. Prema and kama are two different things. Kama is lust, material. But prema is love of God. And Lord Gaura, Lord Chaitanya says, love of God is in your heart. Dormant. Dormant in everyone's heart, irregardless. If you're a living soul, then you have this love of God in your heart, lying dormant. And this chanting is the specific process by which it is reawakened. That's why we're called the Hare Krishna movement. Our movement is all about waking and rekindling everyone's dormant love of God. Because it is only by developing this dormant love of God that we are going to be happy. Material love is temporary. It's illusory. It will not satisfy us. But this divine treasure of divine love, love of God, that alone will satisfy us. Therefore, everyone, one more chant. Chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So he said, I didn't worship Lord Chaitanya, therefore I was robbed of this divine treasure. Adane jatana kari dhana te aginu. Apana karama doshe apani dubinu. Instead, I searched for material wealth. I endeavored for material riches. And my real, own, true self-realization, I rejected it. This is the problem with materialistic life. In materialistic life, especially nowadays, modern civilization is a soul-killing civilization. Now someone will say, hey, I heard you guys, you say the soul is eternal, it cannot be destroyed. Now you're saying soul killing? Make up my mind. Yes, the soul is eternal, but the soul can be killed in this way. When we forget it, when we neglect it. In the Uddhava Gita, Krishna explains that when you give up self-realization and when you only pursue materialistic life, it's as if you are wearing a valuable locket and you don't even know you wear it. Right, ladies? You get dressed up, nice earrings. Maybe you have some pearls. Right? Bling. Right? All these athletes, they go to these parties and they show off their bling, bling teeth, bling this. So they are showing off all this expensive jewelry, but the greatest jewel, the soul, if I neglect it, it's as if I'm wearing this expensive jewelry and I'm not even cognizant of it. The real thing is the soul. So by pursuing sense gratification, I'm neglecting. There's another word used in the Bhagavatam, pashugna. Pashugna means one who is either killing animals directly or killing this soul search, self-realization. And the way to kill self-realization, sense gratification. That's what kills it. Neglecting. So the whole purpose of human life is to understand the soul and its relationship with God. That is another primary purpose of this Hare Krishna movement. To find out who you really are. We look in the mirror, that's not you. You are far more beautiful than what you see in the mirror. And as you get older, you say, thank God. When you're young, you think, oh, I'm real cute. I'm buff, look at me. Ah, that's all right. But when you turn 50, 60, But then you remember, that's not me. That's not who I am, right? He knows, he gets a ding. Very good. So we are to discover and find out who we really are. And when we find out who we really are simultaneously, we will understand who is Krishna. Both have to be there. You don't realize Krishna alone and you don't realize yourself alone. Both go. Both go. When the room is dark, you can't see anything. You switch on the light. Oh, everything is revealed. Everything. Not just one thing, everything. So the whole goal of human life is to understand, who am I? Who am I eternally? Not just temporary. I want to know who I am forever. The real me. That's what Krishna consciousness is advertising. Come and discover your real self. So Narottam is saying, I neglected this self-realization. I pursued materialistic life. And what happened? I simply became submerged in sinful reactions. That's all. In order to make it, and the way that the materialistic world works You have to practically sell your soul to the devil to make it big time. As they say, nice guys finish last. You got to be tough, right? Today's that stupid bowl. What is it? So they're killing each other, knocking each other, right? Like Chanura and Mushtika. That's what football players are, Chanura and Mushtika. Only they're not fighting Krishna, they're fighting some pig skin. So, to make it in the material world, you have to be cutthroat. Do whatever it takes. It's illusory. One day you're up, next day you're down. And invariably, you're going to commit sinful reactions. Now, Narottam Das Thakur continues. Satsanga chari kaino asate bilas te karane lagilo ye karma banda pangs. Because he is going for materialistic life, what did he do? He avoided association with devotees. And that's another purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada created an international society because as human beings, we are social animals. We have to associate with someone. How many people you know living in a cave? No. We love to be in the association of others. So, Prabhupada created an international movement so that you will have people to associate with. People who are like you. The mere fact that you walked in the door and came here means you have, at some level, the priority of self-realization. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. There are so many places you could be right now. Parties and different clubs, especially a day like today. But somehow or other, you have at some level the priority of self-realization. That's why you're here. And that is very good. That is your great fortune. That is your blessing. You know that you're blessed by God when you have an inclination for self-realization. That's when you know you have the blessings of God. Some people think, oh, the blessing of God is because I have a big, big, fancy house. Or I got a nice new car. Or I have the best job. I have big, big bank account. Some people think this is the blessing of God. No. The real blessing of God is that you have an inclination and an urging for self-realization. That's the real blessing of God. That you have a thirst for this inquiry into who is God and what is my relationship with God. Sometimes people ask me various questions. I tell them, are you chanting? If you're chanting, you're okay. You can't be far off the mark. You may have this problem, that problem. You may have this deficiency, that deficiency. All I want to know is there's only two kinds of people that I see in this world. Chanters and non-chanters. That's it. How many are you consider yourselves chanters? Raise your hand. Every hand should be raised. If you're not a chanter, become a chanter. Chanters, show them how to chant. So someday I'm going to write a book, Chanters and Non-Chanters. So that is how we should see ourselves. And as I say, if you're chanting, you're okay. You're not chanting, I can't help you. I travel all over the world. People come for me for blessings. Yesterday, you won't believe it, I blessed a Muslim family. And they were very, very respectful. And they were very appreciative. And they're a good, pious Muslim family from Pakistan. A friend of mine asked me to, they're going through big turmoil in their lives. Believe it or not, this is a Muslim family. The mother of the lady, is paying Hindu Brahmin priests to do black magic on her own daughter and father, you know, son-in-law. Can you believe it? So I said to them, don't worry, I can do good magic. So we did prayers to Lord Nisringa, and I went through the house, I blew the conch shell, and we threw Ganga Jal throughout the house, and then I blessed them with the Maha Mantra. But the thing is that the real blessing is that you have to be able to chant the holy name. If you can, and I've been preaching this a lot, it is a blessing that you're able to chant. Because if you can't chant, that means there's some big offense blocking. So that's why worshiping Lord Chaitanya is so important, because he removes the blocks. He removes the stumbling blocks and allows you to chant the holy name. So no matter what happens in your life, just make sure you're able to chant the holy name. If your house becomes covered with mud, okay. Can you still chant? Hari Bol, it's good. Many, many years ago, I gave a lecture here in this temple on a Sunday. When I got home, the whole building complex was on fire. And I looked and I saw coming out of my apartment, flames coming out. And I went, oh my God. I had just bought the entire set of Prabhupada tapes. Tells you how long ago it was, huh? Cassette tapes. So I was thinking, oh my God, I just spent a few $100s on the entire library and I saw flames coming out of the apartment. I said, oh, surely they're gone. And the firemen wouldn't let anybody in. And I saw policemen, there were flames on the roof and firemen were, I said, oh, my house is finished. So they made us stay in a motel. And the next morning I got up as early as I could and I pushed open the door and I looked in the house. Nothing was destroyed. The tapes, they were all black, but the tapes, they're still good. Every Lord Nisringadev protected the house. And my neighbor, attached apartment, he was a policeman. When the fire started, he had two kids in the bathtub, so he panicked. He picked up his two kids and ran out and left the door open. So the fire came in. I looked at his apartment. It was like a fire yajna. It's all charcoal. And my apartment, just black smoke. Nothing burned. So I'll never forget that Lord Nisringa protected. So we were blessing this family with prayers to Lord Nisringa. And even though this happened, the only thing, I was still able to chant the holy name. That's the thing. Cut off my legs, all right. Take away my teeth, all right. But let me chant the holy name. Now it's my turn. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. As long as I'm able to chant, everything is okay. Many of you know, you'll ask me, Prabhu, how's it going? Still chanting after all these years. That's all that matters. I'm still chanting. By avoiding association with devotees, I sported in the company of materialists, by which, for that reason, I have become strung up in the noose of fruitive activities. This is quite a description. Fruitive activities means not engaging in Krishna consciousness, not engaging in devotional service, doing materialistic activities, fruitive, so that I may enjoy. And he says that's like a noose, the noose of fruitive activities. Why? Because materialistic activities don't liberate you. You keep coming back to take birth after birth after birth. Now think about it. This life. Did you like this life? Huh? Did you like growing up? Did you like puberty? Was that fun? Did you like high school? Huh? Did you like college? And do you like working like a dog for the boss man? All right? Do you like the threat of earthquakes, fires, mudslides? If you think it's great, all right. Krishna will say, all right, take another one. Go ahead. Take another one. But I don't know about you, but me, I've had enough. I've had enough of this stinking place. I want spiritual emancipation. My good friend Krishna Bhavana knows very well. Free at last? I don't think so. But you are free at last. Because you know how old you are now? 70. Are you still chanting? You the man. Let's give him a big Hari Bol. 70 years old and he still jumps up and down like a 16-year-old. And still chanting the holy name. So, myself, I don't want to come back. I want to go and play with Krishna, dance with Krishna, be with Krishna. Who else wants to go and play and be with Krishna? Very good. Then you got to keep chanting. If you don't keep chanting, you can't go, because that's your ticket. As Dorothy was told, click your heels 3 times and say the mantra, there's no place like home. Yes. What is that home? Goloka Vrindavan. And what is the mantra? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Kainu, Gora Kirtana Rase Magani Nahainu. Perpetually I drank the horrible poison of sense gratification. And I never became absorbed in the mellows of kirtan, glorifying Lord Gaura Hari. Everyone say, Gaura Hari! So this poison of sense gratification. Why is it poison? Because it destroys the urge for self-realization. When we take initiation in ISKCON, we make 4 vows. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. These are the 4 poisons. These activities are so stringent that they destroy the urge for self-realization. They're too much. They're too much heavy materialistic sinful reactions. If I engage in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, I am destroying my spiritual life. Atmaha. That's why in order to become a serious follower of this movement, you vow these 4 things. And then you have to take the medicine. The medicine is this Maha Mantra. Enechi Aushadhi Maya. In a song by Bhaktivinod Thakur, Enechi Aushadhi Maya. Lord Chaitanya says, I have brought the medicine which will wipe out the disease of illusion. That's the disease. Avidya, ignorance, illusion. And we all got it. We all have spiritual AIDS. But Lord Chaitanya has given the most powerful weapon, the most powerful medicine. That's why it's called Mahamantra. Mahamantra means in the Vedas there are hundreds and thousands of mantras. But this Hare Krishna is called Mahamantra. It is the mantra on steroids. And it can be taken anytime, any place, anywhere, by anyone. Do you have two lips? Do you have an ears? Do you have a tongue? You're qualified. Everybody chant, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Kenova achae prana ki sukha paiya. Naratama dasa keno no gila maria. Why my heart has not experienced any factual happiness? Because materialistic sense gratification, either in goodness, passion, or ignorance, will never satisfy the soul. The soul needs oceans of bliss. And that ocean of bliss is there in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. That is the Sankirtan Yajna, the sacrifice. That's why we do kirtan. We do kirtan before, during, and after. When we do arati, there's kirtan. Even before speaking, there's kirtan. And after the speaking, there's kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya, when he would eat in between bites, Hare Krishna, Krishna, he was chanting in between his bites of eating. Because it is the recommended process. So Naratama is lamenting. Just like in the material world, they have this song idiom, the blues. The blues means you're lamenting. My baby left me. Everybody sings that song in the material world. So there are spiritual blues. So Naratama is saying, why did I waste this valuable human form of life? He's pointing out to us, don't waste this valuable human life. It doesn't matter how old you are. Even if you're 50, 60, you still have some time left. There's a famous story of Maharaj Katvanga. Maharaj Katvanga was a great emperor and a valiant warrior. So the demigods, they employed him, come help us fight the demons. So he was fighting a long time. So after they had defeated the demons, the demigods said to Katvanga, you have done nice work for us. You must take a benediction. So Katvanga was very smart. He could have asked for anything from the demigods they can give you. So what did Katvanga say? He said, look on your calculator, your iPhone. How much time do I have left to live? That was his question. They looked at their watches and they said, you have 1 moment left to live. So what did Katvanga do? He immediately surrendered to Mukunda. Everyone say. Oh, that wasn't everybody. Oh, all right. So Mukunda means, that's Krishna, he gives liberation. So he, with 1 moment left, completely surrendered and achieved complete liberation by going back home, back to Godhead. So you may have 1 moment, or at Maharaj Parikshit had 7 days. You may have a year. You may have 10 years. Now is the time to start this Sankirtan. And chant like you've never chanted before. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody! Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya points out the whole science of chanting. He has left us only 8 stanzas. He didn't write any books, Lord Chaitanya, but he did leave us his own Shikshastaka, 8 instructions. So he advises us. The goal is to be able to always chant easily. That is the goal. But that can only be possible if I have the right mood. Everything is dependent on the mood. I have discovered this also in preaching, that if I'm in the right mood, then the preaching is very effective. So I have to make sure that when I sit down to speak, I'm in the right mood. That's why I always chant this 3rd Shikshastakam prayer. And I personally recommend to all of you, you should learn, memorize the Shikshastakam prayers. Everything is there you need to know in the 8 teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If you don't know what they are, write me an email. I'll be glad to send you Lord Chaitanya's 8 instructions. But everyone should know these 8 instructions, memorize them, and would be very, very good to recite these 8 prayers on a daily basis. It will help your chanting immensely, especially number 3. What is the mentality of a chanter? Remember I said, there are only 2 kinds of people, chanters and non-chanters. A non-chanter is not humble. A non-chanter is very puffed up. I'm sure you know lots of those. They're everywhere you look. The world is full of them. They're puffed up. They're not meek. They're not humble. They're not tolerant. They don't give respect to even themselves, what to speak of others. Because if I engage in sinful activities, it means I have no respect for myself. I don't even respect myself if I engage in sinful activities. So a chanter is meek, humble, tolerant, is not looking for praise, but is willing to see any good quality, any insignificant good quality in someone and point it out and encourage. That is what Devotee Association is about, encouraging. We are meant to encourage each other to become better chanters. My job is to encourage and enthuse you. You are doing very good chanting. Teach me how to chant better. So I'm asking you, teach me how to chant better right now. Show me.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
What was that first word? The first word is hooray. I give myself a ding on that one. So there's only three words. The first word is? The second word? And the third word? All right. So you taught me how to chant. So Lord Chaitanya says that if I can feel like this 24/7, always meek and humble, always tolerant, always ready to give respect to anyone, everyone, and not be concerned about praise, then I'll always easily be able to chant the holy name. And that's the goal. Satatam kirtayanto mam. I want to be always ready to chant the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya points out, durdaivam, there's one problem. One problem is offenses. That offenses to other devotees, offenses to Krishna, the deities, offenses to the spiritual master and other devotees, this will cripple my spiritual advancement. It will prevent me from chanting. Therefore, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita advises, if you want to become free from offenses, then you have to chant the names of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, the Panchatattva. Let us now, right now, chant, and so that we are free from offenses. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Everybody, Jaya. Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga. Nitai Gauranga, Gaura Hari. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Nithai Gauranga Gaurahari. Gaurahari, Gaurahari. Nithai Gauranga Gaurahari. Haribo, Haribo. Haribo, Gaura Haribo. Nithai Gaura Haribo, 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 Gaura Haribo. Do you want a blessing?
Yeah, always.
Always, huh? You got to pay for that. Anyway, tonight's blessing is free. So you have to raise your hands, close your eyes, and I will give the blessing. My dear Lord Krishna, bless everyone who is here tonight. And we have 39 people on the internet, so they get blessed too. So everyone who is here tonight, either here or in the internet listening, my dear Lord, remove all the obstacles in the devotees' lives. Remove all the obstacles so that they progress nicely towards your lotus feet. And my Lord, bless them that each and every one of us can chant more, better, nicely with love and devotion. My Lord, please bless them. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you very much. This class is dismissed. You're ordered to go take prasadam. That's an order. Hari Bol. If you have questions, you can ask me one-on-one. But this class is over. Okay. Nirantara@juno.com. Hare Krishna. If you get me a piece of paper, I'll write it. Hari Bol. Yes. Get me a piece of paper, I'll write it down. I have a pen. Get one of the flyers, and we'll do it. Hari Bol. Glad you like it. Jai.